rematch of the 2015 title game as the Cougars will try to take out the six-time champion Maroons. That's 4A semifinal playoff football presented by Hills Bank, number 5 Kennedy and number 2 West Des Moines Dowling, Friday night at 7 on KGYM. Sports Center at the top of the hour, brought to you by Brick Alley Pub in Marion. It is a gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. Got a good show for you. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joins us for the first time in 2019-2020. We will talk college wrestling, Iowa State, UNI, etc. We'll do that as the Hawkeyes get ready to kick their season off coming up this weekend. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will stop by. Your fantasy football questions are welcome for Chris. A little bit later on in the show. That and a whole lot more, including a Bowling Night in America preview. It's all coming your way next, right here on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is gym class coming your way for a Wednesday, the midweek edition here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, a place for families meet up again and again. It's great for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work, or just bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by, and when you celebrate happy hour, you can do that at Third Base Brewery. Third Base draft beer and domestics are on special during happy hour Monday through Friday. Pair your beer and brew with one of the delicious appetizers they have, like bacon cheese fries or pretzel bites with beer cheese. One of the many delicious choices at Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program each and every day right here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. Mark Ironside will join us coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we will talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Happy signing day to everybody out there. A lot of athletes inking their name on the dotted lines. A lot of very, very proud parents and guardians and et cetera, Mark. A lot of folks making their college choices today. And best of luck and congratulations to all of them.
Well, it's a huge deal for not only those athletes, but the parents and coaches who have been alongside for all these years and charting their paths to the next 4 to 5 years. And just a very exciting time, and congrats to all.
Yeah, congrats to all. Iowa, Keegan and Chris Murray signed officially this morning down in Florida, and they are in the fold as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. Also, the Hawkeyes picked up another commitment, a center today. That made his announcement from Worcester Academy over in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is got a little bit of Hawkeye ties, if you will. More to the football program, I think, than the basketball program. I've been practicing, and I know I'm going to screw this up. he is 6'10", Josh Ogundele. I believe that's how you pronounce it. We checked with everybody we could today, Todd did, and I think that's what they came up with. But anyway, Iowa beat out Cincinnati, Providence, among others, for the services of this British transport. And again, raise your hand, unless you're driving, if you're, you remember the last British center that Iowa and Fran McCaffrey brought into the program.
It'd be Dom Ewell, right?
Well, he's German.
Oh,
Gable,
German.
Gable
okay.
Lashaney.
Oh, Lashaney, okay.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Sounds like in the wake of Xavier Foster choosing Iowa State and Iowa fans being, down on the dumps about that, this sounds like, and from what I've seen on video, a pretty good get.
Yeah, it is. And it's a guy that definitely is a little bit of a project. There's no doubt about it. I believe number 46 center in the country or something like that, but he is a big man. Iowa's going to be in need of some big people here in the next couple of years. Ryan Kreener is going to be a senior this year. You got Luca Garza as a senior coming up in 2020-2021, and this gentleman fills the bill. And if he takes off as far as getting better and better under the tutelage of this staff is concerned, then it's going to look like a very good sign today. Also, same thing with Chris and Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. You got to think. Right now, they're down in Florida at the prep school, and really not a lot known about them right now. I think, in fact, they're not even rated as far as the star system is concerned, or maybe one is and the other one isn't. Everyone's thinking, oh, what's this? And if they tear it up down there in Florida, you know, they average 15, 16 points a game, get three or four stars there, all of a sudden this recruiting class, even without Xavier Foster, is going to look pretty decent for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I've seen some of the results of the Murray boys games, and thanks to Kenyon Murray keeping us updated. Recently, one of the Murrays had 28, the other had 25 in a game. You don't know the competition and whatnot. You have to assume it's pretty decent. But these are the type of players we're not going to know, you know, the fruits until a few years down the road.
Very much so. Xavier Foster made it official today as he signed with Iowa State. The Iowa women, Shatae Wiedering from Montezuma into the fold, the 6-foot senior. Also, the player out of Cresco, Iowa, Sharon Goodman from Crestwood, the 6'2 forward center. Lauren Jensen from Lakeville, Minnesota, a 5'10 guard. They all signed. And of course, yesterday, Caitlin Clark made her announcement that she is going to be signing with the Iowa Hawkeyes as well. Women had a really good class. Iowa State women had a really good class today as well. So I think good things in the offing as far as signing day is concerned. Can't get better than that, at least at this moment.
Not at this moment, anyway. How did Kentucky do last night?
They lost, Mark.
Oh.
They lost.
What a shame.
In men's basketball last night. Number one went down. Missouri Valley Conference. How about Evansville? Picked in the mid-pack to kind of the back end of the Missouri Valley Conference. And by the way, speaking of the Missouri Valley Conference, you and I signed three today. Bowen Bourne, probably the best of the bunch. 5'11 point guard out of Norwalk. Dad was a former Cyclone, Mike Bourne, and he and A.J. Green are going to be in the backcourt running the show for a long time starting next year, probably for the next 6 years. Titan Anderson from North Scott, 6'6 forward. He's a swing guy, really a good slasher to the basket. And I believe it's Nate, H-E-I-S-E, Heise of Lake City, Minnesota, all signing with the Panthers today for Ben Jacobson. That was the first time, according to our friend Kevin Lehman, who we'll talk with tomorrow with Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman, first time a Missouri Valley Conference team beat a top five team on the road since Loyola won down in Gainesville against fifth-rated Florida. Mm. Oh, by the way, do you remember what the Ramblers did that year, 2 years ago? Went on to the Final Four. Not saying don't pencil Evansville down for the Final Four. Don't be running to Elite Sportsbook yet down at Riverside. But it's a good win for Evansville.
Yeah, I mean,
and a good win for the Valley too.
Yeah, indeed. As far as Kentucky goes, I'll say the same thing I said about Iowa losing to DePaul. It's one game. I texted you last night. I didn't get a response. What was the year Syracuse lost to?
They lost to the Lemoyne College.
Lemoyne College.
And won the Final Four that year.
Indeed.
They did. And that was an exhibition game that they lost.
Okay.
Lemoyne is actually in Syracuse. I'm not sure they're playing exhibition games against Lemoyne anymore ever since that particular day.
That's one of the first things that popped in my mind when I saw that Evansville beat Kentucky. Different circumstances. You said that was an exhibition. This was not. But you can't get too caught up in these early season games. Michigan State lost out of the chute. You know what to expect out of the Spartans, especially when and if Langford gets back. So I don't get too caught up in the early season results, but it's fun. It's fun.
It is. It was a lot of fun for Evansville. Not as much fun for the Big Blue Nation last night. 319-366-1600, the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Mark Ironside's going to be joining us coming up in just a couple of moments, and we'll talk wrestling at that time. Let's talk a little football, Mark. Yesterday or last night, the college football playoff rankings came out, the second edition, and as everyone expected, it was LSU moving on by the Ohio State University to take over the top spot as far as the rankings are concerned. And I guess with what we said yesterday, we cannot be surprised, right?
No, I don't think so. That was our poll question today, our Emo's Hideaway poll question. I'm sorry, not today, yesterday. And we'll get to today's poll question shortly. But we ask you if LSU would overtake Ohio State for that number one spot. And I can't say that I'm surprised whether I agree with it or not. It doesn't matter a whole lot right now. But LSU beating Alabama resonates not only with people, but the committee in particular. Ohio State will have a chance to reassume that position. Alabama's still on the outside looking in, right?
Yes, they're five. Georgia moved ahead of them, which I thought was a little bit of a head-scratcher based on the fact that Georgia lost at home to a very unheralded South Carolina team, while Alabama lost at home to the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
Georgia's played Notre Dame, though, and beat Notre Dame. Georgia's played a tougher schedule than Alabama has. But we'll see. We'll see. There's still going to be a lot of movement as far as this thing is concerned. Remember, LSU, even if they run the table, and they should run the table, is going to have to beat Georgia head up in the SEC championship game, right? The loser of that game, you got to think Georgia certainly is out if they lose the SEC championship game. And then Alabama moves in without even having to play in a championship game if they beat Auburn. So that's the problem with Championship Saturday in the world of NCAA football. It could hurt you.
Here's your rankings as of yesterday. LSU, your number one team. Ohio State, two. Clemson, three. All three of those teams undefeated. Number four is Georgia at 8-1. Following the top four, Alabama at 8-1. Oregon, 8-1. Utah, 8-1. Your Minnesota Gophers, who visit Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. The number eight team in the rankings, also undefeated. Penn State and Oklahoma round out the top 10. Baylor undefeated at 13.
But with a big one against Oklahoma. And if Baylor can beat the Sooners this weekend, watch what Baylor will do next week. They will have a meteoric rise just like the Gophers did.
Yeah, Minnesota moved from 17 to 8.
Yeah. Thank you, Penn State.
Yeah, what's going to happen with Oregon and Utah? They're going to meet in the Pac-10 championship.
More than likely, yes.
And I don't know that they can squeeze into the top four, either one of them.
Loser is certainly out.
Yeah.
Loser is certainly out. And the winner is going to need some help probably there. But the Pac-12 at least has a couple representatives that are close.
Yeah, 6-7. Oregon 6, Utah 7.
That are close at this time. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on the college football playoff rankings, which are going on last night. Going to talk to Mark coming up in a little bit. Let's give you what's happening at State Volleyball Tournament downtown Cedar Rapids going on. It is semi or quarterfinals for 3A, 2A, and 1A coming up today. Mammoth upset. It's been a tournament of upsets. Yesterday was the number two seeds that took it on the chin. Today, number one seeded, number one rated Davenport Assumption losing to Union 3-2. The Knights move on, and they will take on Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon held off West Liberty in 5 sets, 3-2. Mount Vernon getting the victory, so now it will be the Mustangs taking on Union coming up in a semifinal tomorrow. The other semifinal will be Carroll Kemper, the Knights, with a victory over the Knights of Unity Christian. Matt Koss pointed out 4 of the 8 teams in Class 3A volleyball have Knights as their nickname. That's your trivia for the day.
Yeah.
There you go. The Tigers of Red Oak, or as they like to say over there in Southwest Iowa, Red Oak, because they have a little twang over there, they will take on Carroll Kemper. By the way, the 5th set, apparently, Jeff Linder reporting that there was a mystery point given to
a foul point
given to Mount Vernon in the 5th set. I will not comment any further. There was a mystery point given. They won by more, by 3 or 4, I think, in that last
scoreboard
set,
so. Operator just decided to give Mount Vernon a point.
I have no idea what happened. No idea what happened. Was not over there this morning to see that. 2A, Beckman has beaten Van Buren County 3-0. They will take on either Wilton or Clarion Goldfield Dows. Western Christian with a 1-0 lead over Hudson right now. And they are playing at the Cell Center. And then coming up tonight, it will be Class 1A getting their tournament underway. The Springville Orioles. It's kind of weird to say the Cinderella Springville Orioles. In girls sports, but that's what they are. They will take on Sydney, the Cowgirls, Mark.
Not the Knightettes.
No.
Okay.
We've gone into that before. That do you like the Etz things in 2019 and 2020?
I like it better than cattle feeders or cowgirls.
Well, they're the Cowboys. The Sydney Cowboys is their official nickname, but the Cowgirls is their nickname for the girls. Anyway, Lamar's Galen and North Tama will play. Council Bluffs St. Albert and Holy Trinity and Janesville and Wapsie Valley will play as well. So that's the state volleyball tournament. Take a break, come back, talk some wrestling with you when we return after this here at KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home, so make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-True will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-True front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we'll take you down tonight. If you're ready for a fight, we'll take you down tonight. If you're ready for a fight.
Oh, people are singing along at home.
Ain't nobody gonna do this for me now. Come on.
It's the music we've all come accustomed to. Mark Ironside joining us here in studio for the first time here in 2019, 2020. His appearance brought to you by our good friend Kurt Gustafson at American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue, northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Stop by, say hi to Kurt, see what he has to offer. Thank you very much for his sponsorship of Mark and the High School Wrestling Report. We'll get to that coming up in a few weeks. But college is here. College is here as... Everyone's pretty much going to get started this weekend. How you been?
I've been a little busy, but good. You know, just trying to juggle full plate every day. You just never know what's going to happen. Days go by super fast, especially now that daylight's seems like it's less and less every day. Snowing again.
What?
Yeah. Snowing again on my way in.
It is snowing.
This is like, this is, you know what?
It's great for hunters, isn't it?
It's great for hunting. If you had time to hunt, you know, I'd love to be in a tree stand. I got two buddies right now that are literally in tree stands right now, and they're sending me not pictures, but videos of deer literally just walking by them. Bucks. They're just walking right by them right now.
And that's not the thing to do to you, right?
It's not. It is what it is. You know, that's life.
Yeah, I'm looking around the studio here, and we got stuff from Kurt Warner and Byron Buxton and Mike Trout and. We could get a deer head Ironside provides us.
That'd be cool. That's what really dresses this place up. Get like an antler mount. You don't need a whole head and shoulder, but just like maybe just an antler mount. I got plenty of them at the shop. You want an antler or elk? I can give you an elk too. One of these.
I shouldn't even ask.
Cards and
I know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas.
Please send your cards and letters to Mark Dukes.
Loretta, appreciate it.
Oh my goodness, got to be wrestling to talk about. Yeah, we're gonna get started this weekend in college wrestling. That's everybody's anticipating this season. Especially if you're the Hawkeyes and you start off your year with Media Day in a farm. So that's just Iowa wrestling and Tom Brands right there.
It's something a little different, you know, something that's obviously not that I know has ever been done before, you know. Just kind of cute. I was always having fun with everybody and just saying, why? Because I get a million questions, why are they doing it there? Why are they doing it there? It's like, well, I don't know, free parking, you know. That's much easier than going up to the Carver-Hawkeye Arena and having to plug the meters and walk down to the room. Just get guys out of the room a little bit, have a little fun, do a little something different. So, you know, that's what the Iowa wrestling programs, that's kind of what they're known for, just kind of being on their own, doing things different, but in a good way.
We've talked independently, Mark, among the three of us, but... This home schedule is as good as it's ever been, isn't it?
Well, we knew that last year was so weak.
mm-hmm.
that it was going to be coming this year. And unfortunately, honestly, I'd like to see it more balanced so we don't have such a down year like last year. And then it's great to have a huge year like this year, but I'd like to see a little bit more balance. But this year, I could see three different duels, maybe even four, depends on how the season's going, completely sold out. I mean, just completely sold out. Three for sure. Like even this weekend, you know, being the home opener, it's going to be a Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, nice day. Sunday afternoon meets at 2 o'clock are perfect because, you know, you can go to church in the morning and you still got time to go get some lunch and then go walk up to the meet. It's a beautiful day. You go home. You're home by 5, 6 o'clock. You still have your evening. I think there's going to be 10, 12,000 people there this weekend for, you know, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not in the top 25, by the way, Chattanooga. I just checked. Not in there, but still,
they don't have a guy ranked in the top 20.
Yeah, it's not been a horrible program in the past.
No, Terry Brands used to be there.
That's right. When it was there, when he was there, it was decent.
Yep. Chris Bono was there.
Yep.
Took over after Terry. So they've had some decent coaching there. Mike Hatcher, former Cedar Rapids Prairie Prep, he's an assistant coach there now. And
nice.
Then Rochelle from Wisconsin is coaching there now. So they're going to do some good things there. But, you know, they're up against the wall a little bit. They got to fight an uphill battle a little bit there. But they're going to come. They're going to be excited. They're going to wrestle. And it's just going to be fun to see the Iowa Hawkeyes, you know, out on the Carver Hawkeye floor again and the singlets on and the headgear snapped on and going at it again and kicking off the 1920 season.
Iowa ranked number 2 in the coaches poll. You take that for what it's worth. Aside from the home schedule, Mark, why should Iowa fans be excited about this season?
Just a lot of, you know, like every year when you get excited about the beginning of a season, you don't really know what you're, you know, a lot of unknowns. And I shouldn't say that because we got so many familiar faces coming back. But we do have some new faces in there. Just not knowing really where they're going to fall at is going to be interesting. You know, they've got Gavin Teasdale, you know, who was originally committed to Iowa, you know, in high school, and then he decommitted, went to Penn State, didn't make it at Penn State. Now he's transferred into Iowa, and they have projected as a possible 33-pounder for this weekend. He did wrestle off. He beat Paul Glenn by a score of 3-2, which was very close. I think people expected that to be a little bit more of a wide margin. But Paul Glenn, man, I'm telling you, that kid's tough. He's just a scrappy, scrappy, ornery kid, and he's not going to roll over for anybody. And, you know, I think it's early in the year. Gavin may have had, you know, troubles making weight, too. I don't know. It's just all, you know, hearsay, theirsay. It's early in the season. Then the other thing is you got Michael Kemmer coming back. That's a huge plus to the Iowa Hawkeyes this year. That's probably the biggest bonus that we have this year is a Michael Kemmer, returned All-American, coming back. And that really hurt us last year. How many 74-pounders did we go through last year? Like four?
Five.
You know? I mean, it was crazy. As long as he and the rest of the team can stay healthy, it's going to be a really fun, exciting year. We got Casabio, heavyweight. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch. He's going to be good. And then you got, you know, you got your normal. You got your guys back from last year with, obviously, Spencer Lee, Austin DeSanto. Is he at 33? Is it at 41? What's happening there? Nobody knows yet. 49, you got Lugo and Turk wrestled off. Only a one-point match. Lugo won that one. But Turk's up a weight class, probably feeling good, not having to cut weight. I think there's a lot to be said for that at the high school, actually at every level, the kids level, the high school level, and college level. You see guys move up in weight classes and they actually do really well because they're feeling good versus guys that are cutting down like Lugo, especially at the beginning of the year when they haven't made weight very much at all yet. And then you got 57, Caleb Young, 65, Marinelli, 74 as of right now, Kemmer, and they got Cash Wilkie in there at 84, Werner Heavy, or 97. But then where's Nelson Brands going to fit in here at? We had those discussions last year. And so that's going to be interesting to see what happens there, too. And I was kind of looking to see where he was going to wrestle off at, and they didn't wrestle him off. So I don't know. He may have a slight injury right now. He may be completely 100% healthy, and they just don't want him in the wrestle off. I don't know, but he's going to be in the mix somewhere, and it's going to be interesting to see where and how that unfolds as well, too, because Nelson Brands, he's not taking a backseat to anybody either.
Well, it's good to have depth. It's good to have depth, and that's what Iowa has this year. Is this the most anticipation for an Iowa wrestling season in maybe 10 years?
Absolutely. I think that if Iowa wrestling is going to knock Penn State kind of off their throne for a year, this is the year that we're going to do it. They're kind of throwing, putting all the marbles in one basket this year. They're going after it this year. It is up in Minneapolis, so the Nationals, it's going to be very well attended. That's obviously, what's the name of that stadium? Viking Stadium?
Oh, U.S. Bank.
Mm-hmm. U.S. Bank Stadium. So, I mean, they're probably going to have 40,000 people in there. They're not turning anybody away. It should be a humongous following from, you know, Iowa fans. So this is their year. As long as... Again, I cannot emphasize enough, healthy. Just got to stay healthy. This should be their year to do things. But they're also going to need, Penn State, I mean, they're still loaded. I mean, they got Kassar coming back. Who else? They're like 84-pounder or something. I can't remember. Another guy coming back, too, that thought that they were gone. They got a medical red shirt. So they're going to be really tough and strong as well, too. So it's going to take a whole balance and a whole, 10 guys for us to be able to, knock them off again. And just because we have our eight, nine guys back, that doesn't mean that we're automatic or a shoo-in by any means. We're going to have to fight like crazy and wrestle real well. And we're going to need guys like Cash Wilkie and Warren to really step up this year and come through, as well as a new guy in at heavyweight in Cassipio.
I don't know if you know the national and international schedule, Mark, and I don't expect you to, but Spencer Lee is not going to take an Olympic red shirt. And pro or con, you can weigh in on that, but is he going to miss some matches?
I think so. Judging by the sounds of things, he is going to miss some matches, which I think is probably smart for him, since he's making a run of the 2020, making the Olympic team in 2020. I think he's probably obviously going to go to the U.S. Open, which is in December this year. He's probably going to go catch some kind of tour overseas at some point in time. Kind of like what Kyle Snyder has done before, whereas I know Kyle Snyder – went over, wrestled in the Uerigan tournament over there, which is the biggest international tournament in the world. And the second he gets back, jet lagged, he's right in class for a day, and then he immediately comes and he wrestles in a dual meet the next day in Iowa. So, I mean, he's right back into it. It's a hard, hard schedule, and it's pretty grueling. With that being said, not only... with Spencer probably going to miss a couple of matches, because that's what's important, is going to get in that international and that freestyle experience. Obviously, you're going to compete at the 2020s this year. But also, too, you got to factor in academics, and then just making sure he's healthy, not just from an injury standpoint, but also from just not getting sick and worn down and stuff like that. So he's probably going to miss a couple of matches this year. Hopefully, we're not gonna need him, to win them. Obviously, everybody that shows up at the Carver-Hawkins Arena wants to watch Spencer Lee, but you still have nine other guys out there that are pretty darn entertaining. Maybe not all nine, but quite a few of them are pretty entertaining.
You hope,
and they're gonna get their money's worth.
They are,
but they have to understand the. Kind of what Spencer's doing. It's, he could be taking an Olympic red shirt like many others are this year throughout the country. But he's sticking with the Hawkeyes, and he's gonna try and see this thing through and win a national title.
Mark Ironside joining us. A couple more minutes here as we talk wrestling, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Let's talk about the rest of things. Iowa and Penn State are kind of head and shoulders above everybody else. There's a pretty big gap in the rankings, at least in the preseason rankings. And then, of course, you got all the Big Ten. You got Wisconsin up there. People like the Badgers this year, ahead of Ohio State. Then Nebraska's in there. Oklahoma State's all the way at 7. Then you got Iowa State and UNI back-to-back. Kevin Dresser's team's getting better and better. And they're going to be solid this year. And UNI is going to be solid in there. Missouri's a little bit down this year. Minnesota's all the way down to 15. It's interesting. It's interesting around the country in the Big Ten.
It is. Big Ten solid, as always. Obviously everybody's looking at Okie State, Penn State being our big, big matches this year at home. But you're also going to have Ohio State in there, who's solid. I mean, they're ranked third. Wisconsin, that's going to be a big match. I can't remember the date of that one. It might be like December 1st. Is that what day of the week?
Sunday.
Is that Sunday? Yeah, that's going to be a big match. Wisconsin is. They've really come on, and Chris Bono's doing a good job up there. Matt McDonough up there now, former Hawkeye. So that's going to be a very interesting duel me as well, too. So other than our big three match duel matches with Penn State, Oklahoma State, and Ohio State, we've got some other really good matches that are going to be fun to watch. And I know that there's a lot of buzz around November 24th as well, too, which is in Ames against Iowa State. And Iowa State, always does a good job. They put on a production. They have a raised floor, raised mat there, and you know, they got a pretty good solid lineup. It was kind of interesting last weekend was the Harold Nichols Open,
yeah,
and it was basically a Iowa State and UNI dual meet in the finals. But there were some interesting matches there. I thought maybe some would be closer. I thought some would be wider margins too. So it's hard to say. Such early competition in the year. The guys aren't quite, they're not used to making weight yet on these 1 hour weigh-ins. They're not in match shape yet and stuff like that. A lot changes between November and March, but it's just going to be, I mean, it pretty much every time that we, sometimes I'll admit when I have to go on the road and wrestle somewhere, this or that or whatever, it's like, oh man, it's like, just going to whack them and turn around and come home. But there's going to be a lot of exciting matches this year. It's going to be a lot of fun stuff.
I want to ask you about a guy that is not going to affect this year unless it's in the room, and that's Jaden Ironman, transferring from Missouri. Excuse me, three-time national place winner, and he is a graduate transfer to Iowa. I guess your reaction to that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's huge for the University of Iowa. This open transfer rule, or what's the actual true terminology, Scott?
Graduate transfer.
Is that what it is? Graduate transfer.
They go into a portal, they much go like portal. You go into a tree stand. Or, yeah,
it's huge. You're gonna. That's almost changes the whole dynamics of college sports. It really, really does. And in this situation and instance, it really benefited the University of Iowa. He'll take an Olympic red shirt this year. And step in right away, probably at 149 pounds would be my guess for us next year, and do some really, really good things. Jaden Ironman, he's really fun to watch. He's a go-getter. I love his mentality. Very ornery, just like his dad. His dad and I used to wrestle against each other when his dad was at Nebraska. So we're the same age. So I know his dad pretty good, and he's like a spitting image of his dad, and he's been fun to watch. He's one of those guys where you want to beat him when he's wrestling on another team, but man, you'd love to have him on your team. And he's one of them. I think that he fits the mold and fits right in here at the University of Iowa, and he's going to be a huge asset this year inside that wrestling room.
Yes. He's kind of an AJ Pierzynski guy.
Yeah.
If you're into the baseball thing. You like to have him on your team, but you're not real happy when he's on the other team. Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot
all.
Of those out there.
Yeah,
Lugo and Turk going to sort itself out? Or obviously, they're very close. That was an overtime match in the wrestle-offs at 49. So I don't know if you can go wrong with either one.
Well, I think right now you're definitely, you know, I mean, I don't even know. I didn't look at the lineup here where they listed. They just listed Lugo only, and I think that's the way to go. I mean, it's pretty much Lugo's spot. It was his spot last year. Turk obviously let him know that, hey, he's right there with him. I think it's something that Turk will probably go wrestle some open tournaments, and then, you know, the Midland Championships might work something out after that, you know, or throughout the Midlands or something, kind of see where things unfold. But I don't think by Pat Lugo winning that match in overtime by a point is solidified him the weight class for the season by any means.
A lot of folks interested in Nelson Brands.
Those lower weights got a lot more interesting over the winter or the summer, I should say.
Yeah, all those are. I mean, it's. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, everybody wants that golden
Come
answer
Sunday.
For me, and I just honestly, I don't know where. I mean, I have my own opinions of where I think it's going to happen and where people should be or whatever. But I'm merely just a spectator and a radio personnel guy. So. I'll just be watching with everybody else and see how it all unfolds.
All right.
But Nelson Branzo, like you mentioned, he's exactly like his dad and his uncle, but just bigger. And but he's just as mean and ornery. And like we said last year, if he could just learn a little bit more technique and get better actual wrestling and not just brawling, he's going to be a freaking stud. And that's what he's done throughout last year's red shirt and this offseason. He's just getting better at wrestling and better. And, man, he's one of those guys right there that it's like if we would happen to go man down at 65 or 74 and the next man in is Nelson Brands, whoever we're wrestling, they're really not – going to be like on vacation or
not
anything.
Getting
like
a bargain.
They're not getting a They're not. They're like, are you kidding me?
You're all fired up. Go take a trip around the building.
It's cold outside.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back, boys. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. And then hopefully next week we've got a lot of good, positive things to talk about.
We'll do. Thanks.
All right. See you guys.
Mark's Appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. We'll take a break, come back, and we are going to talk to Chrysalis of RotoWire.com. Get your questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Pros like you rely on trusted brands like DeWalt every day. And you can count on Lowe's to have more DeWalt tools stocked in our stores than anywhere else. Stop in today and save $320 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 10-tool combo kit, now just $529. The kit includes a drill, impact driver, angle grinder, recip saw, batteries, charger, and more. And get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless brushless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Combo kit offer valid through 11/17. Your choice offer valid through 11/24, U.S. only.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling event this Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid November 14th through November 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers air-cooled memory foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Mark's wound up. That's great to have. 3:45, Gym Class for a Wednesday at KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman. We will talk with the coach coming up tomorrow, talk college basketball. You and I in action tonight. We've got it at 7 o'clock for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it'll be the Panthers and Cal State Bakersfield coming your way this evening right here on KGYM. We are efforting Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. We are efforting. Kyle is trying to get a hold of him right now. Hopefully nothing went awry in Portugal for Chris. And we'll, as soon as we get a hold of him, we'll get your questions answered and ready to go. We got a few of them lined up here. And Chris's appearance, and we are confident he's going to join us, is brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports. Right here on KGYM. Or we'll just let Mark come in and just vent for another 10 minutes.
He is all wound up. There's no doubt about it. And that's the best part of Ironside. He brings so much passion to not only the sport, but the show, and we really appreciate that. Looking forward to visiting with Mark every Tuesday. We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Which currently undefeated team will finish higher in the final college football poll? Would it be Baylor or Minnesota? Which team will finish higher in the college football poll?
Ooh. Ooh. Baylor's got some tough ones left. So does Minnesota. Minnesota's got Iowa and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
If Minnesota beats Iowa this Saturday in Iowa City, then Minnesota's got it, don't they, at this point?
Minnesota still has to play Wisconsin. So, yeah, if Minnesota wins, it is in the driver's
Unless
seat.
Unless somebody jumps up and beats them that shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's going to happen out there. Like I said, we're efforting Chris Liss at rotowire.com. We are having, we got him. He's ready to go. Then we'll get you a Bowling Night in America preview as well coming up for you. 319-366-1600. That is the number to reach us. And the text line is up and humming as we speak here. As Chris set to join us right now here from Portugal. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. My daughter was having trouble getting to sleep. She was persistent.
We've all been there, my friend. except I had boys, not daughters.
Yeah.
Quickly get to the text line, Chris. Plenty of questions for you as usual. 3148. I drafted Cam Newton. Looking for a quarterback to ride the rest of the way. Foles, Josh Allen, or Daniel Jones?
I like Daniel Jones. I mean, you're going to have to play matchups with those kind of guys. Obviously, Daniel Jones is off this week. So this week, I would probably use Josh Allen against the Dolphins and then mix and match. But I like Daniel Jones.
1288 in a half-point PPR league. He needs two from Allen Robinson, Cortland Sutton, Marquise Brown. Thank you.
I will go Marquise Brown and Allen Robinson, although Cortland Sutton's going to get some targets. Play it safe. Go Robinson and Sutton. Brown doesn't get quite as many targets.
37-56 is in a PPR league, Chris, and needs a flex. Diggs, Ridley, or Samuel?
Diggs, Ridley, or Samuel. I think I'm going Diggs, who's pretty much the number one guy by far, if Thielen doesn't play.
Hope he does. 93-55. That's being selfish by me. 93-55 needs a flex in a standard league. Sony Michel, Duke Johnson, or Marquise Brown?
I would go Marquise Brown.
36-95 is in a non-PPR, Chris. One of the following, Hunt, Samuel, or McLaurin this week?
I'd go Samuel at home against Atlanta for sure.
How much do you think Kareem Hunt's going to get in?
You know, I think Chubb is still going to get all the goal line work, or at least most of it, and most of the early down work. I think that Hunt is going to get mostly the third down work, so you're going to see a lot of splits like you did last week, which is Hunt, he's not going to get nine targets every week, but he'll get four or five catches. Chubb will get one or two catches. Chubb will get 15 to 20 carries. Hunt will get, 3 to 7 carries. So I think that's what it's going to be. It could change, but looks like the Browns are content with that.
Full point PPR league for 46-35 needs one of the three. He's got Adam Thielen in here, so check the injury. Sanders or Curtis Samuel?
Which Sanders? Miles Sanders?
Doesn't say.
Emmanuel Sanders is
also hurt.
So I would go. I like Curtis Samuel this week. I think it's a good matchup for him.
70-20 asks Curtis Samuel or Odell in a flex position. Doesn't say if it's PPR or standard.
I like Samuel, but I got to keep rolling with Odell. They gave him a lot of targets last week. It didn't work out that well. Pittsburgh secondary's decent, but you got to keep Odell Beckham in there.
1954 is in a half point PPR. Mixon or Philip Lindsay?
I got to go Mixon. It's just more carries and better matchup.
Even though he's a Bengal.
It's not a good thing to be, but it's just I think it's better than Lindsay, who's splitting carries and at Minnesota.
32.97 in a PPR needs three. Devontae Parker, John Brown, Allen Robinson, or Marquise Brown? A lot of Marquise Brown questions.
Marquise Brown, John Brown, and Allen Robinson.
All right. Chris, we won without a quarterback last week.
How's that? How did that work?
Brady was off and woke up Sunday morning, and lo and behold, Matthew Stafford was out of the game.
So wait, you didn't even pick up a QB? Oh, you didn't even realize. You thought he was fine, so you had him in there.
Yes. And then
and you still won, though.
And still won. And then Devontae Freeman got hurt in the early in that game and still won. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
Well, McCaffrey covers a lot of problems.
So is the Pittsburgh Steeler defense lately.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you, man. You might win this league this year.
Well, we got to keep digging, man. Everyone does their job. Keep digging. We'll be all right.
Apparently, James Conner coming back for Thursday night. Are you confident in his ability this week?
Yeah, if they're going to play him, he's healthy. And, you know, they just use him so well. You know, they block well for him. They throw him the ball. I think he's going to have a big role.
94-89 says he is in a position to win a championship. Westbrook, Cooper Gabriel, and Watkins are my receivers. I have Zeke Gordon and Bell. Should I try and trade Bell for a receiver?
Yeah, but I don't think Bell is going to fetch top dollar right now. I might wait till after the Redskins game. He might do something. But depends. If you get it, yeah. I mean, it really just depends on the price you can fetch. You know, if you can get something good, do it. If not, trade, you know, Gordon or somebody, you know, one of your more of a high value backs and keep Bell. Usually the guy that you want to trade isn't the guy that you're able to trade.
Right. 92-76, assuming Stafford is out and Thielen plays, Galladay or Thielen in a standard league?
Ooh, that's a tough call. I think against Dallas, I'd probably go. If Stafford were definitely out and Thielen were definitely playing, I'd have to go Thielen.
What do you think about
I don't know that
Stafford.
I think that's true.
A bad back.
I mean, it looks like he's got a broken back. I mean, literally, he's got a broken back. And he's not practicing today. He didn't practice today. And who knows? The Lions are kind of dead also. I mean, he wants to play, but I would bet against it.
Yeah. Couple more minutes here with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Let's bring in Jeff in Cedar Falls, who called on the phone line at 319-366-1600. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I had a question for you. I had Baker Mayfield and Stafford. I have a double week this week and was wondering if there's somebody that's came in that might be on the waiver wire that you might suggest, or do I just go with shake and bake and hope he has a good game?
I mean, I'd have Foles slightly ahead of Baker Mayfield. It's close enough that you may not want to make a move. You can use Baker. I think I'd have Foles slightly ahead of him. I think you can maybe use, and I hate to say this because I despise the Jets, but maybe Sam Darnold ahead of him too. Brissett is another guy who might be on waivers if he plays even. But those probably the guys above him. Josh Allen maybe on waivers for you. Kyle Allen, those guys are there. I would definitely use Kyle Allen over Baker. He's available.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. One more here. I think you got there, Mark.
No, I personal question. I saw Josh Gordon get more involved in really some big time plays. You expect more of that?
Well, Tyler Lockett left with like what looked like kind of a serious injury. He went to the hospital because his shin was so bruised it swelled up, and they were worried about, you know, like serious consequences. And turned out the swelling went down, and he may play in Week 12. So if you have DK Metcalf and Lockett healthy, I think Gordon is definitely a distant third.
Yeah.
But he did make two huge plays in that game. And if Lockett misses the game, then, you know, maybe Gordon will have a chance to break out. It's really weird, though, because when the Patriots give up on a guy, you know, you think, okay, he's probably done, but he certainly looked good in that game.
He did.
Lightning round here. Get three in quick. 87-34. Where do you rank tight end Hollister for the Seahawks for the rest of the year?
Not too high. Probably like 15th or 17th or something like that.
All right. 66-22. Matt Ryan or Phillip Rivers?
For this week, I would use Rivers.
Start two in a non-PPR, Le'Veon Bell, David Montgomery, or Damian Williams?
Damian Williams and Le'Veon Bell.
And then 70-20, Rams defense or Saints?
I would go with the Rams home against Trubisky.
There you go. All right. All these questions and many others can be answered at rotowire.com. Right, Chris?
That is correct. rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. We rank everybody by position for that week, so all your questions can be implicitly answered. You do not need a credit card. You do not need to pay. rotowire.com/trial to get it free for 10 days.
Good luck with your daughter, Chris.
Thanks. Good luck this weekend.
You too. Thanks. Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. We'll be back. Bowling Night in America preview when we return.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. And we are back to talk about Bowling Night in America coming up tonight in this preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. You and I are both off tonight, although numerous outreaches to you to get back in.
Yeah, we've got a little flu bug going through the Rusty Nails roster, but we'll piece together our lineup tonight and be at the Adult Evergreen League competition at May City Bowl tonight. Lanes 25 and 26 against Viking. And it's position night. Some money on the line.
How does this work, Mike Hoskins? How does this work?
We're going to find out because I don't know with the new point system. But we will try to right the ship. But not a good week last week. Slipped onto the right side of the 14-team league. But try to get back at it, but
we know if we win tonight, we'll go back to the left side and get money.
That's true.
Got a lot of incentive out there.
Questions about anything, open bowling, parties, whatnot, visit MayCityBowlCR.com or give them a call, 362-0136. Results tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing the results tonight and then sharing them with you coming up tomorrow. Kevin Lehman joins us coming up tomorrow on the Thursday edition of the program. And a whole lot more. Stay tuned. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next.